Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Alliant Energy Corporation, a Midwest-based utility company that provides electric and natural gas services to customers in Iowa and Wisconsin. Alliant Energy is known for its commitment to transitioning to cleaner energy sources while maintaining reliable and affordable service. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the utility sector. Let's dive in.
Alliant Energy has positioned itself as a leader in the transition to cleaner energy in the Midwest. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do buy? Is like status quo bias and loss aversion influence their decision-making, particularly in their energy transition strategies and infrastructure investments?
Status quo bias can significantly impact Alliant Energy's decision-making, especially when it comes to their energy transition strategies and infrastructure investments. This bias might lead the company to favor existing energy sources and infrastructure, potentially slowing down the adoption of renewable energy technologies or delaying investments in new infrastructure. While this conservative approach helps ensure the reliability of their services, it may also limit their ability to capitalize on the growing demand for cleaner energy. Loss aversion is another key factor where Alliant Energy. Financial losses, such as maintaining traditional energy sources longer than necessary to avoid the upfront costs associated with transitioning to renewables. While these biases help protect the company's financial stability, they also require careful management to avoid missing out on long-term opportunities in the clean energy sector.
This focus on maintaining reliability and minimizing financial risk has helped Alliant Energy build a stable and resilient business, appealing to investors who prioritize steady returns and low risk.
Exactly. Alliant Energy's emphasis on stability and risk management has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking consistent performance in the utility sector. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and invest in cleaner energy sources to ensure long-term growth in alignment with regulatory trends.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Alliant Energy Corporation. As a utility provider serving diverse communities, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Alliant Energy given their role in serving a wide range of communities across Iowa and Wisconsin. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating diverse perspectives, which is crucial for understanding and meeting the needs of different customer demographics. A diverse workforce can help Alliant Energy develop more inclusive and effective energy solutions, ensuring that their services are accessible and responsive to all communities. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in regulated industries like utilities, where understanding and addressing diverse customer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Alliant Energy not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in providing inclusive and socially responsible energy solutions. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Alliant Energy operates in a highly regulated and evolving energy market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and regulatory environments, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Alien Energy's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and regulatory environments is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the utility sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with transitioning to new energy sources and infrastructure. Status quo bias might make Alien Energy cautious about adopting renewable energy technologies or making significant changes to their infrastructure, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly focused on sustainability and regulatory compliance. This requires a careful assessment of market trends, regulatory developments, and technological advancements to ensure that their strategies are both effective and sustainable.
This adaptability is key for Alien Energy, especially as they face competition from both traditional utilities and newer, more sustainability-focused energy companies. Their ability to navigate these challenges is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Alien Energy's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established infrastructure, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by regulatory changes and shifts in energy demand.
Now, let's compare Alien Energy Corporation to other companies in the utility sector like NextEra Energy, Duke Energy, and Xcel Energy. How do Alien Energy's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Alien Energy's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the utility sector, such as NextEra Energy, Duke Energy, and Xcel Energy, particularly in their approach to energy transition, risk management, and market adaptation. Alien Energy's emphasis on stability and conservative investment strategies appeals to investors looking for consistency in the utility sector. NextEra Energy, known for its aggressive investment in renewable energy, appeals to those interested in growth through sustainability. Duke Energy, with its diversified energy portfolio and focus on both traditional and renewable energy, offers a balanced approach, while Xcel Energy's emphasis on carbon reduction and renewable energy positions it as a leader in the clean energy movement. Alien Energy's focus on stability and risk management provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too conservative in a rapidly changing energy market.
And unlike NextEra Energy or Xcel Energy, which have a stronger focus on renewable energy, Alien Energy's strength lies in its ability to maintain a stable and reliable service model while gradually transitioning to cleaner energy sources.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Alien Energy, the focus on stability and risk management provides a unique value proposition in the utility sector.
To sum up, Alien Energy Corporation's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their energy transition strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Alien Energy's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.